The violence in Bangkok erupted early Tuesday when riot police using tear gas and stun bombs sought to clear anti-government demonstrators and barricaded themselves outside the parliament building. The protesters, led by the People's Alliance for Democracy, unsuccessfully tried to prevent Prime Minister Somchai Wongsawat from making his maiden policy speech. Police and protesters clashed several times during the day, and nearby hospitals reported more than 100 people were admitted with injuries. A doctor at the Ramathibodi Hospital says emergency wards are on high alert.
We prepare for mass casualty in the hospital around, about 3 to 5 hospitals around this area. Is a bomb or just the eye gases?
PAD supporters, angry over the arrest of two of their leaders, vow to continue their blockade until the government quits. Deputy Prime Minister Chavalit Yongchaiyut resigned to take responsibility for Tuesday's clashes. He had been working to negotiate an end to the PAD siege of the Prime Minister's office building. Protesters accused Mr. Somchai's government of acting as a proxy for deposed Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. He now lives in Britain, having fled in August to avoid corruption charges. PAD supporters accused Mr. Thaksin of being corrupt and authoritarian. This protester, named Sam, is among thousands calling for the government to resign.
The people does not accept this government. So what we are for, we are for real democracy, not a government of Mr. Thaksin Shinawat. And this Prime Minister is the brother-in-law of Thaksin Shinawat.
Sunay Pasuk, a spokesman for Human Rights Watch's Thai office, says the PAD appears to hope to trigger a military intervention.
This is a situation when the PAD can conveniently pressure the military to take side. It is clear that the crackdown can be categorized as excessive use of violence by security forces. And the action of the police today can be directly linked to the policy of Prime Minister Somchai.
In his policy speech Tuesday, Mr. Somchai called for national reconciliation and said his government is determined to tackle economic problems the country faces. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.